Hello and welcome to Sloths Love to Read. This is Carrie Ann. Today we have an adorable story called Caillou, Happy Easter. This book is by Melanie Rudell Tessier. I hope you enjoy this wonderful and cute story. Let's get started. Caillou, Happy Easter by Melanie Rudell Tessier. It's Easter. Mommy, Daddy, Caillou, and Rosie are spending a few days at Uncle Felix's farm. Caillou is happy to see his cousins Amanda and Emilio. Caillou is fascinated by the newborn animals. Uncle Felix puts a little chick in his hands. "He's really small," Caillou whispers. "I'm afraid to hurt him." "Don't worry, Caillou. He won't break," Uncle Felix says. "You can pat him gently." Caillou thinks the chick feels very soft. The children are decorating Easter eggs. Caillou is careful not to break them. "Ooh, it's hard," Caillou thinks, as he carefully paints an egg with his brush. "When is the Easter egg hunt?" an impatient Caillou asks. "Tomorrow morning, after the Easter bunny visits," Aunt Anna replies. "And if he's as hungry as you children are, he'll want to eat a few carrots. Do you think you should put some out for him?" "Oh, yes," Emilio exclaims. "Let's go leave some carrots for the Easter bunny." Caillou and his cousins are looking for the best place to leave the carrots so the Easter bunny will be sure to find them. "Here," Caillou shouts when he sees an old tree stump. "The Easter bunny is going to be so happy," says Amanda. Finally, it's Easter morning, and the children are so excited that they can't sit still. They dress quickly and run out into the yard. The Easter egg hunt is about to begin. "The Easter bunny has eaten all the carrots," Amanda calls out. "I bet he left us some eggs," exclaims Caillou. "Come on, let's start looking," Daddy suggests. "Yay," they all shout at once. The children search everywhere, in the bushes, behind the flower pots, and in between the tulips. "I found another one," Caillou shouts. "The basket is almost full already." Grandma and Grandpa arrive to find their grandchildren happily counting their eggs. "Looks like the Easter bunny was good to you," Grandpa says, laughing. "What beautiful eggs," exclaims Grandma. The whole family has gathered around the table for Easter dinner. Grandpa tells the children that when he was a child, everybody dressed up for the Easter parade. His story gives Amanda an idea. "Can we play dress-up after dinner?" she asks. Caillou has had a wonderful day. He loved hunting for Easter eggs with his cousins. And now it's time to eat his favorite cake. Happy Easter, everyone! Oh, what a cute story. Caillou, Happy Easter by Melanie Rudell Tessier. I hope you've enjoyed this wonderful Easter story, and I hope that you will have a wonderful Easter as well. Thank you so much for listening in today, and bye-bye for now, everyone.